This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is lashing out at Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap in order to force a quick resumption of indirect nuclear talks. The State Department slammed as outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who alleged the U.S. and Britain are holding up the swap exchange to the negotiators over salvaging the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA. And a pair of tweets from his verified account, Syed Abbas Eraghachi said that the nuclear talks in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in August. He said that we're in transition period as a democratic transfer of power is underway in our capital. Rescue workers continue to labor to deal with the damage laid bare by receding water, as the death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe has risen above 160. The death toll in Western Germany's Rhineland state increased to 98 on Saturday, while in neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia, 43 people were confirmed dead. Belgium's International Crisis Center revised the country's confirmed death toll. That's now at 27. German authorities will still fear more people are dead, but said that the number unaccounted for continuous drops. Meanwhile, thoughts have turned to